The golden age of radio is on the air. Morehead State Public Radio presents classic old-time radio programs from radio's golden age, the 1930s through the 1950s. On this program of the golden age of radio, Red Skelton has income tax problems. We have another five-minute mystery, and Burl Live sings cowboy songs on the Burl Live Show. Stay tuned for the golden age of radio after today's news from NPR on WMKY at 90.3 FM. Welcome back to the Golden Age of Radio on WMKY at 90.3 FM. Later on today's show, another five-minute mystery, and Burl Ives sings cowboy songs. Right now, Red Skelton has income tax problems on this program of Avalon Time with Red Skelton, as WMKY presents the Golden Age of Radio.
Pack of Avalon cigarettes, please.
Yes, sir. Oh, just a moment, sir. Don't forget your change. You never guess, but Avalon's cost you less.
So why not always Avalon with Avalon?
Good evening, friends. Good evening. This is Del King saying welcome to Avalon Time, with greetings from Red Foley and the entire company. As you all know, next Wednesday is March the 15th, the last day to pay your income tax. So cheering up the people at the crowded Internal Revenue offices, we find a man whose budget isn't the only thing that's unbalanced, Red Skelton.
Yeah, boy, what a crowd. No kidding. Everybody's down here at the Internal Revenue office. Only four more days till March the 15th. That's Cash Wednesday. Income tax returns. You know what income tax returns is? That's a nervous breakdown on paper.
Hello there, Skelton.
Hello there, microphone.
Hey, did you know that they have a Red Skelton pie?
Yeah, how's it made?
Plenty of crust and full of applesauce.
You can't bother me. I'm the Good Samaritan tonight. I'm down here to cheer these people up. Money, that's what got them worried. Filthy, dirty, old, ugly, gorgeous, beautiful, marvelous money. Money used to bother me, but no more. I'm just one from a million. I got the six odds. All I need's the one. A lot of people, when they pay their income tax, they get excited and they fly up in the air and they start to swear. But not me. I never swear. But wherever I stand, grass never grows again. I don't know. Income tax are getting higher every year. It's getting so now when you walk into a hotel around March the 15th, the clerk, you ask for a room, he says she wanted for sleeping or jumping. Really a marvelous...
Oh, hello, Mr. Skelton.
Oh, hello, doctor. Hey, doc, did you pay your income tax yet?
Yes, and I'm so mad I could operate. But did I tell that collector off?
Yeah, what'd you say?
Shall I leave out the bad words?
You better, yeah.
Oh, then my lips are sealed. Well, I'll see you later, Mr. Skelton. I have to rush over to the hospital. We've got a sale on operations, and we're awfully busy over there.
Yeah, that doctor's a marvelous fellow. He's got a grand sense of humor, too. He keeps his patients in stitches. I'd like to heard what he told those tax collectors, though. Can those tax collectors really mean business this year? When they mark your returns paid, in the back of the word paid, they stamp a question mark and a picture of Alcatraz. You know what Alcatraz is? That Sing Sing with a World's Fair. I better start figuring out my own returns here. Let's see. That's 495.
Hello, Skelton.
Hello. Well, Phil Davis, our musical blimp.
Say, did you hear what happened to me?
No, what happened, Phil?
Well, that tax collector took one look at me and said, Chubby, you gotta pay our corporation tax.
Ha, ha, ha.
Why, I guess I've lost my old figure.
Well, you didn't lose it, Phil. You just gained 3 new ones.
Well, say, Red, what number would you like us to play?
Well, how about playing a number of a warning to the income tax department? You can take all my money, but my heart belongs to Daddy. Oh, that's corn and not even off of the cob yet. Hit it, Phil.
Skelton.
Oh, hello, Peter Grant. Hey, what's the matter with you?
All right, I'm downhearted.
What's the matter?
Sponsor told me I didn't have to make any more commercial announcements on Avalon cigarettes.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, you see, the millions upon millions of people who've switched to Avalon's are spreading the word around that Avalon's really are the outstanding cigarette value on the market today.
Yeah?
They're saying to all their friends, why pay more for cigarettes when you can get highest quality in Avalon's for 3 to 5 cents less than other popular priced brands?
Well, everybody knows that.
Yeah, but can you imagine that, Red? That was one of my favorite lines.
Yeah? Oh, well, gee, buck up. Maybe the sponsor will let you mention something about the tobacco that goes in Avalon's.
No, we won't. Sponsor said that any smoker that tried Avalon's just once will immediately appreciate that smooth, mild blend of fine Turkish and domestic tobaccos.
Yeah.
Red, I can't even mention that Avalon's are 100% union made.
Oh, you're kidding.
Gee, Red, remember when I used to say, the next time, ask for Avalon cigarettes.
Yeah, those were the days.
Boy, I can almost hear that cash register then, Red. And remember how Mary Jane would say,
don't forget your change.
Too much for me, Red. I'll be seeing you, Pop.
Well, don't take it so hard, Grant. Man, remember the old saying, where there's a will, there's a way to plug Avalon. He's a marvelous salesman, though, that Peter Grant. He could sell a pair of eyebrow tweezers to John L. Lewis. Uh-oh, that's Red Foley. Let him through there, will you, folks? What do you say? That's a friend of mine, the singing star of Avalon time, Red Foley. Hiya, Foley!
Hiya, Skelton.
Pardon me, neighbor. I didn't mean to step on your foot there.
All right.
Hey, Foley, maybe you can help me out my income tax. I'm allowed 10% off, but I'm going to take 20. Do you think it's all right?
Why, sure. Take that 20 and the government will give you 5 more off.
What for?
Good behavior.
Yeah. Hey, how about singing a song, Red?
Okay, I'll sing Rainbow Valley.
Sing it, Red. Con mucho gusto. So, meaning with much feeling.
Down in Rainbow Valley, maybe we'll be pally, maybe we'll fall in love. There's stormy weather in your eyes, and it's cloudy above. let's get together, you and I, where there's sunshine and love. Skies are fair down in Rainbow Valley, where sweet Sue and Sally linger with Jim and Joe. Roses rare bloom in Rainbow Valley. There we'll dilly-dally down where the lovers go. It's only a shallow, so peaceful and still. Follow the swallow across yonder hill. While we're there, down in Rainbow Valley, maybe we'll be pally. Maybe we'll fall in love.
Really a nice song tonight. That's really swell singing there, fella. I'm only stalling around. I'd better get to work on my income tax here. Let's see. Now, I've got four dependents. I'm allowed $400 for each one. That's $1,600. I think I'll add one more to that, and I'll put the one right in front of the four. That makes 14 dependents.
Read all about it here. Man goes to penitentiary for cheating on income taxes.
Maybe I better make that four dependents again.
Hello, fellow evader.
Oh, Miss Stillwell. What do you mean, evader? Why don't you give me the benefit of the doubt?
What doubt?
Yeah.
Say, why don't
you
get
a... There's a laugh there at rehearsal.
Why don't you get a new suit? Boy, is that thing shiny.
Well, it's
here, wrong. Hold still. I want to see how I look in your pants.
Yeah. I'd get a new suit if I could find a way to save some money on these taxes.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
My brother figured out a way to beat the income taxes.
Yeah, how'd he work it out?
On a rock pile.
Yeah.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself trying to cheat the government.
Yeah.
And you're standing right under the picture of George Washington, the man who never told a lie.
Yeah, he's also the man who never had to pay income taxes. Yeah.
I'll tell you how you can save some money.
How?
Get married.
Are you kidding? Don't be silly. You couldn't keep a wife in the government on the money I make. Here, you're my secretary. You figure this thing out.
What's this deduction? A $300 feed bill for a horse.
That's me. I work like a horse. I may as well take the deduction.
Mr. Skelton, I believe.
That's a sure sign of early spring when things like you pop out of the ground.
I represent the law firm of Saggy, Saggy, Saggy and Droop.
Well, you're too far gone to be Saggy. You must be the Droop.
It's your secretary, I believe. You're a beautiful girl. You look like a million.
Yeah, and I'm just as hard to get, too.
Mr. Skelton, I only have a minute to spare. I'm due over at the courthouse where I have a $10 case and two small ones. My part of the firm specializes in income tax returns. Now, for Mr. Toe, a big rubber man from Akron, I saved $36,000. All he gave the government was $10.
He saved $36,000? Isn't he stretching things a bit?
He ain't holding any back.
Then there was Mr. Platt.
No! Better call him Jackson. Hey, that's the guy who separates husbands from wives, isn't it?
A divorce lawyer?
No, he's a twin bed salesman.
Yeah. Oh, yes, yes. I saved Mr. Platt $52,000, and all he gave the government was $10.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I handle your account,
yeah,
the most you'll give the government will be $10.
Yeah, and the least the government will give me is 10 years.
Yeah. Well, now, you shouldn't be so skeptical. Remember the little poem, Opportunity Knocks Any Day. An ambulance! A case! I'm on my way!
Big lawyer. That guy's so crooked he can give transfusions to corkscrews. Say, how's that income tax sheet, Mr. Well?
I don't know. Maybe you better let the man at the window check it.
Okay, come on. Go over here with me. Hey, Jackson, would you check this over for me?
Well, let's see. Well, if you want this thing to be legal, you gotta sign your name.
What's this O for? You can't write, sign an X.
Did I put an O there? Oh, gee, that's my stage name. Come on, add this up for me, will you, fella?
What do you mean, add it up? Adding ain't my job. I'm just contact man between you and Morgenthau.
Well, how much I owe? Couldn't you tell me that?
George Washington didn't pay any income tax, so why should you?
Well, what's George Washington got to do with me?
With all the dependents you've got listed, you're the new father of your country, and you don't know it.
Jeanette sings the song everyone is asking for, Deep Purple.
When the deep purple falls over sleepy garden walls and the stars begin to flicker in the sky, through the mist of the memory you wander back to me, breathing my name with a sigh. In the still of the night, once again I hold you tight, lover.
The hit tunes of long ago is still the order of the day. Here's Bob Strong's swingaroo arrangement of a 20-year-old favorite, Alice Holliday. Ladies and gentlemen, if a package of Avalon cigarettes could talk, it would say something like this.
Boy, do I make friends easily. A smoker tries me just once, and I'm his pal from then on. Yes, sir. I've got that personality that wins friends and influences people.
Yes, folks, that winning personality of Avalon's is making friends with millions upon millions of smokers from coast to coast. And it's no wonder. Avalon's give you more for your money, give you finest quality cigarettes for 3 to 5 cents less than other popular priced brands. And friends, make no mistake about it, Avalon's are highest quality. 100% union made from the finest Turkish and domestic tobaccos the world affords, with all the high quality you demand in any cigarette. You'd never guess they cost you less. The next time you need cigarettes, forget price habit. Give your thrifty judgment a chance. Ask for Avalon cigarettes.
Well, Mr. Skelton, now that you've got your income tax troubles straightened out, what are you frowning about?
Oh,
you've got so many wrinkles in your forehead, you look like a 7-layer cake.
Well, I think the head got in there and he got a big laugh. It's all right, I'm worried. All of us Skeltons start worrying around March the 15th. With this generation, it was income taxes. But it all started with Julius Caesar Skelton. On March the 15th in 44 B.C., he died with what was known as a well-known death in those days. He was assassinated.
Say, Red, you know, I know all about Julius Caesar Skelton, and, you know, me being an old historian like I am, shall I do the honors and set the scene?
Okay, Dad.
Okay, Red.
Time, March the 15th, 44 B.C. The place, Julius Caesar Skelton's private chambers in the House of the Roman Senate. It's a great day for Caesar Skelton, for this day he expects to be crowned emperor. And as the scene opens, we find him with his secretary, Octavia Stillwell.
Oh, what a beautiful day. Hey, Caesar, bring us here.
Show him in. Oh, it is a beautiful day. Open up the window so I can throw out my chest.
What chest? Every time you take your cape off, it looks like the unveiling of a broom.
Yeah. Oh, don't bother me today. I'm a nervous man. Senate sure is taking their time today.
Yeah, do you think they'll pass any of your bills?
What do you mean, pass any of the bills? Well, last night at dinner, they wouldn't even pass the potatoes. But there's one there I'm counting on they've got to put through. The NRA.
NRA?
Yeah, no Roman assassination. Gee, I wonder if they passed more of my bills if I'd have conquered more of Gaul.
I don't know. You got plenty of Gaul now.
Yeah. Say, maybe Senate's already gone home. I'll peek in here and see if they're still in session. Yep, they're still in session.
Uh-oh, here comes your wife, Calpurnia.
Ah, come in, Calpurnia.
Alone with your secretary again, eh, Caesar?
Is it okay if I do? I mean, oh, by the way, dear, you were talking in your sleep last night.
Do you begrudge me those few words? Yeah. Caesar, I wouldn't get too close to those senators today. I had a dream last night.
Oh, another one, huh? She's always dreaming, Octavia. A couple of nights ago, she dreamt I was a horse. When I woke up, she'd stuffed half the straw mattress down my throat. What was it this time, Calpurnia?
I dreamt you were a pigeon soaring through the air, and all the senators were throwing spears at you, when suddenly you fell dead at my feet.
Uh-oh, now I'm a dead pigeon.
Well, take care of yourself, dear. I'll be going now, so kiss me goodbye.
Oh, I'm busy. Kiss Octavia. I'll get it from her later. Say, is there any mail, Octavia?
Yes, there's a letter from Cassius.
Oh.
He says he owes you $10, but he only sent 9.
That's okay. 10% off for Cassius.
By the way, your friend Pompey hasn't shown up yet.
No, I don't think he's going to be here. I had a duel with him last week, and I think I killed him.
You think you killed him?
Yep.
Well, what makes you think that?
I don't know. 3 days after the duel, they buried him. Oh, think of it. Today, Senate may make me emperor. And as I walk out on the streets, people will shout, "Hail Imperator! Hail Imperator!"
How do you know?
I got some stooges planted. Oh, it's going to be a great day.
Hail Imperator!
Hail Interruptor! Brutus Foley. Hiya, Brutus.
Hiya, Steve. Hiya, Aki.
Hiya, Brute.
Come on into the Senate, Caesar. We got a surprise for you.
Well, your boy's going to give me a reception?
Well, we're going to make a stab at it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I ought to go in there today.
Oh, come on. Come on in now. The boys have got something worked out that'll kill you.
Yeah.
Octavia.
Yes, Mark Anthony.
I want you to hear this speech I've written for tomorrow.
Oh.
Boy, have I really got a terrific opening. Listen. Friends, Romans, and countrymen, lend me your ears. I come to bury Oh, hello, Caesar. I didn't see you there. Well, you'll hear it tomorrow, Octavia. See you later.
I don't know. There's something awful phony going on around here. That guy looked right at me when he said he was going to bury something.
Oh, go on in there. If you really want to know what it's all about, I'll tell you. It's only the senators. They're waiting for you with big knives.
Oh, well, that's just... Huh?
Go ahead. What are you worrying about? The knives are dull.
Well, that's just... Oh, don't
you? Are you afraid?
What, me? Big Caesar afraid of those little sawed-off shrimps in there? I hope they tell you I am. But they wouldn't kill me. They'd have the people to answer to. Ah, come on. Let's go in.
Oh, hey, oh, take it easy. Oh, wait a minute, boys, break it up, will you? What do you think I am, a pincushion?
Brutus Foley, you and the rest of the senators, you'll have to the people to answer for this.
Oh, no, we won't. They'll never blame us because today we changed Caesar's name from Julius to William.
Oh, so you think they won't hold you responsible just because you changed his name to William?
No. That's right, Octavia. The people will think nothing of it when they learn Senate has just killed a bill.
Here's a beautiful new melody inspired by the magic beauty of red skies in the night. Red Foley and the Avalon Chorus sing it for us.
Blue shadows are falling, peace at eventide. And I am recalling when you were by my side. Red skies in the night are a shepherd's delight. Red skies in the night bring a vision of you.
Vision of you
alone by a stream where the meadows are green. All I do is dream when the long day is through.
While your sheep are straying, calling her name,
and my heart keeps saying, sweetheart, come back again. Oh, shepherd's in love, yet I'm lonely and blue. Red skies in the night bring a vision.
Hey, Foley, are you all cleared up on your income tax?
Yep, I paid it with a smile.
I tried to do that once, but they wanted money. Good night, folks.
Good night, everybody.
Be with us next Saturday evening at the same time when the Brown and Williamson Tobacco Corporation will again present Avalon Time. My Heart Belongs to Daddy is from Leave It to Me. Del King speaking. Good night, everybody. Avalon Time originated in the studios of the Nation Station and has reached you through the National Broadcasting Company.
You are listening to the Golden Age of Radio on WMKY, with an episode of Avalon Time with Red Skelton, first broadcast on March 11th, 1939. Stay tuned for more classic old-time radio from the 1930s through the 1950s. When the Golden Age of Radio continues, I'm Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY at 90.3 FM. Welcome back to the Golden Age of Radio on WMKY at 90.3 FM. In a moment, Burl Ives sings cowboy songs on the Burl Ives Show. But first, see if you can solve this five-minute mystery on the Golden Age of Radio.
Another five-minute mystery.
Tell you, Janice, it's got to be slick.
No, it won't work, Roger. It's too uncertain.
But there's nothing to go wrong. Now listen, those custom boys are used to naive, stupid smuggling. We've got to be smart, that's all.
And you think your idea is?
Look, Janice, why isn't it? We get on the boat. We're strangers. We never speak to each other. No one on the boat can connect us in any way. Now, I get off first, and right away I have my trunk and bags examined. By the time I'm through, you're off and you're waiting. Then...
Yes, but that timing. How can I be sure there won't be a lot of people under letter G and only me at K?
For heaven's sake, Janice, you can stall somehow. We'll be near enough to each other to see how things are going.
Okay, okay.
Then I pick up my three bags and walk over toward you. I'm clumsy and I don't see where I'm going. I bump into you, and as I do, you drop my wallet. I pick it up.
With your hands full of bags, I suppose.
Well, maybe you pick it up. We don't have to rehearse a scene like that. If anyone thinks he sees you drop it, my initials and identification will prove it's mine, especially as I've just been through the customs. It'll look as if I had it in my hand.
Sounds good, Roger.
Good. It's perfect. Why, with the diamond market the way it is, we'll clean up in America, honey.
Roger, if this works, you're a genius.
That all you want to declare, Mr. Griswold?
That's all.
You're clear then, Mr. Griswold. Guess you're glad to be home.
I certainly am. More than you can guess.
Yeah, it must be pretty tough in Lisbon, even for Americans. Oh, can you manage that packing by yourself?
Oh, yes, thanks. I must be clumsy about this now. Ah, there's Janice, good girl. She's just arrived. Fine. Well, here we go.
Oh!
I beg your pardon.
Look where you're going. Oh, just a minute. I think you dropped this wallet.
What? Oh, yes, yes. I guess I did. Oh, thanks very much.
Wait a minute there. He didn't drop that, miss. You did.
Oh, no, you're mistaken. That isn't my wallet.
Well, indeed it isn't.
I saw you drop it, miss. Say, what's going on here?
Oh, nothing's going on. This gentleman ran into me and dropped his wallet, and I picked it up, and that's all.
How do you know it's his wallet?
Well, because his initials are on it.
Oh, they are they? What are your names?
Janice Kite.
I'm Roger Griswold, but I don't
Well, Janice Kite and Roger Griswold, you're both under arrest for smuggling. How did the customs official discover their trick? In just a minute, we'll hear. First, a word from our sponsor.
For the finest in sherries, remember this name. C-R-E-S-T-A. B-L-A-N-C-A. Cresta Blanca. Cresta Blanca. Yes, the famous California sherries of Cresta Blanca are among the great sherries of the world. And Cresta Blanca has created a sherry for every occasion, for every taste. Ask your wine dealer. Discover the ideal Cresta Blanca sherry for you. Shenley's Cresta Blanca Wine Company, Livermore, California.
Look here, you can't arrest me for smuggling.
Well, you remember I asked you, Miss Kite, how you knew it was his wallet that had dropped.
Yes.
You said you knew it was his because his initials were on it.
Well, aren't they?
Yes, his initials are there all right, but on the inside. And when the wallet dropped to the floor, it didn't fall open so you couldn't have seen them. Therefore, I knew you had previous knowledge of them. Yes, you two had a nice little package of 15 diamonds in that wallet. And now, how about a free ride to the station house?
Across the country trip or across the street party, you carry the fun with you when you own a Columbia Stereophonic high-fidelity phonograph. There's a marvelous selection of seven new portable models in smart new color combinations at your Columbia phonograph dealer from which you may choose. Each one is a masterpiece of design and beauty. More quality, more features, and more styling have been built into these sturdy portables than ever before. How much fun you'll have enjoying all the wonderful new sound of stereo records. Regular records take on new beauty, too, when played on handsome Columbia portables. You'll be amazed at the big console sound that is reproduced by Columbia portable stereophonic high-fidelity phonographs. You'll thrill to the excitement of Stereo One by Columbia, number one in the wonderful world of sound. And Columbia portables are economical, too. Prices start as low as $24.95. See them and hear them at your Columbia phonograph dealer.
Stay tuned now for the Burl Ives Show, produced and transcribed in Hollywood for your listening pleasure.
Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. My master's gone away.
Coming up the road again, your wayfaring stranger. Philco's friendly troubadour, Burl Ives.
I was a-walkin' one mornin' for pleasure. I spied a cowpuncher a-ridin' along. His hat was throwed back and his spurs were a-jinglin'. And as he approached, he was a-singin' a song. Whoopie-tie-yi-yo, get along. It's your misfortune and none of my own. Whoopie-tie-yi-yo, get along, little dogie. You know that Wyoming will be your new home. It's early in the spring, we round up the dogies. We mark 'em and brand 'em and bob off the tails. We round up our horses and load the chuck wagon, then throw the doggies out onto the trail. We'll be tie-yi-yo and get along, little doggie. It's your misfortune and none of my own. Whoop! Tie-yi-yo, get along, little doggies. You know that Wyoming will be your new home. Now that's what I call a gallant song. I hear other folks talk about songs being solid, reet, and vooty. I'm not quite sure what those words mean, but I do like that gallant. Yes, sir, gallant. I guess that's solid and reet and vooty all rolled up into one. Now I'd like to just say howdy and sing you some more cowboy songs. This one is called The Cowboy's Dream. I picked it up down in the panhandle 10-15 years ago, I reckon. Last night as I lay on the prairie and looked at the stars in the sky, I wondered if ever a cowboy would come to that sweet by and by. Roll on, roll on, roll on, little doggie, roll on, roll on. Roll on, roll on, roll on, little doggie, roll on. They say there'll be many a stray roundup, a branded, a maverick astray. So for safety you'd better get branded to prepare for that great judgment day. Roll on, roll on, roll on, little doggie, roll on, roll on, roll on, roll on, roll on, little doggie, roll on. You know, cowboys today are different. They used to ride the range all by themselves, singing a sad cowboy song to the little doggies. But now you'll see them riding along in a jeep, with a Philco portable at their side and some New York cowboy singing the latest cowboy song right off the mesa of Tin Pan Alley. Well, I sneaked that commercial in on you, didn't I? But you know, that little Philco portable really gets around. Out west, that powerful Philco keeps a cowboy in touch with what's going on, even though he's miles and miles away from civilization. I got a song now about a cowboy. Got himself into an awful lot of trouble over a woman. I've got no use for women. A true one may never be found. They'll stick by a man for his money. When it's gone, they'll turn him down. They're all alike at the bottom, selfish and grasping for all. They'll stick by a man when he's winning and laugh in his face when he falls. My pal was a straight young cowpuncher, honest and upright and square. But he turned to a gambler and gunman, and a woman sent him there. Quicker and surer his gun play, till his heart in his body lay dead. When a Vanquo insulted her picture, he filled him full of lead. All night long they trailed him through Muskeg and Chaparral, and I couldn't but think of that woman as I saw him pitch and fall. If she'd been the pal that she should have, she might have been raising a son instead of out there on the prairie to fall by a ranger's gun. Death's slow sting did not trouble. His chances for life were too slim. But where they were a-putting his body was all that worried him. He lifted his head on his elbow. The blood from his wound flowed red. He looked at his pals grouped around him, and he whispered to them and said, "Oh, bury me out on the prairie, where the coyotes may howl o'er my grave. Bury me out on the prairie, and some of my bones please save. Wrap me up in my blankets and cover me deep neath the ground. Cover me over with boulders of granite huge and round." So they buried him out on the prairie, and the coyotes still howl o'er his grave. But his soul is now a-resting from the unkind cut she gave. And many a similar cowpuncher recalls some similar woman and envies his molten bones. You know, Texans are wonderful people. There isn't anything more important to them than being a Texan. I remember one time I was wayfaring in the panhandle down Texas way. I come into this little town and saw a three-piece brass band leading a funeral procession. About the same time, the townspeople began to show on themselves, coming out of the hotel, the feed store, and leaning out of the second-story balconies. And a big fellow in patent leather boots and a six-gun on his hip, he come right up and stood beside me. And pretty soon he was joined by a little fellow chewing on a plug of tobacco. And as the procession passed us, I said, "From the way everybody's turning out, that man who died must have been a fine man." And the big fellow in the patent leather boots said, "Stranger, he was the orneriest, cussedest, two-timinest, slickest, wife-beaten, horse-thieving, black-heartedest Texan I ever saw." And the little fellow chewed away on his quid of tobacco and said, "Well, it just goes to show, a feller has to die afore a man'll say anything good about him." Have you ever listened to the rhythm of a cowboy song? Well, it's an easy rhythm. It goes along with the easy lope of the horse and the slow dance of the mesquite in the moonlight. I ride an old paint, I lead old Dan. I'm a-going to Montana for to throw the hooly hand. They feed in the coulee, they water in the draw. Their tails are all matted, their backs are all raw. Ride around, little dogie, ride around them slow, for the fiery and the snuffy are a-raring to go. Old Bill Jones had two daughters and a song. One went to Denver, the other went wrong. His wife, she died in a pool room fight, but still he keeps on singing. From morning to night, ride around, little doggy, ride around them slow, for the fiery and the snuffy are a-raring to go. When I die, take my saddle from the wall. Lead out my pony, lead him out of the stall. Tie my bones to the saddle, turn his face toward the west, and we'll ride the prairie that we love the best. Ride around, little dogie, ride around them slow, for the fiery and the snuffy are a-raring to go. You know, when I start this show every week, I sing a piece of a song. It's sort of called my theme song. Well, I want to sing the whole thing for you now, because I've heard tell from good authority that it was one of the favorites of Abraham Lincoln. When I was young, I used to wait on the boss and give him his plate and pass the bottle when he got dry. And brush away the blue-tail fly. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. My master's gone away.
And when he'd ride in the afternoon, I'd follow after with a hickory broom, the pony being rather shy. When bitten by a blue-tailed fly, Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. My master's gone away. One day he ride around the farm. The flies so numerous they did swarm. One chanced to bite him on the thigh. The devil take the blue-tailed fly. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. My master's gone away. The pony run, he jump, he pitch. He threw my master in the ditch. He died and the jury wondered why. The verdict was the blue-tailed fly. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. My master's gone away. They lay him under a simmon tree. His epitaph is there to see. Beneath this stone I'm forced to lie. Victim of a blue-tailed fly, Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. My master's gone away. I'm about to sing Cotton-Eyed Joe. Don't know how he gets in here except that he's a wandering, wayfaring kind of a fella. Kind of likely to show up anywheres. Come from? Where do you go? Where do you come from, Cotton-Eyed Joe? Will I come for to see you? Come for to sing? Come for to show you my diamond ring? Here's a small cowboy ballad for you, friends. It goes something like this. It was way out west where men were bad, and a girl was a rare bouquet. She'd hide her lover and say to her dad, he went that-a-way. I'm a-going that-a-way too myself. So long, I'll be seeing you next week. I'm just a wayfaring stranger, ever traveling to and fro, and there's no toil, no storm, no danger in that fair home.
So long, Burl. And friends, listen next week at this time for Burl Ives, Philco's friendly troubadour, whose weekly visit is produced and transcribed in Hollywood for your listening pleasure. And come into our store and let us demonstrate the new Philco radios and radio phonographs.
I'm just a-going ever onward. I'm just a-going over home.
The Golden Age of Radio on WMKY with the Burl Ives Show. First broadcast on December 19th, 1947. This has been the Golden Age of Radio, classic old-time radio programs from the 1930s through the 1950s. Material for this program provided by the Internet Archive, an online nonprofit library of books, movies, music, and old-time radio shows on the web at archive.org. Tune in again for the Golden Age of Radio next week at the same time and channel on WMKY at 90.3 FM and online at wmky.org.